浦东新区2020学年第二学期期末质量测试，高三英语听力。
Listening comprehension, Section A, Directions. In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Have you filled out a request form?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?2. Wow, I do like this campus. All the trees, lawns, and the old buildings. It's really beautiful.
It sure is. The architecture of these buildings was popular in the 18th century here.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
3.I heard the foundation gave the community $10,000 to improve the library.
$10,000? They gave twice that amount. My friend told me all about it. She's been working there for 20 years.
Question. How much did the foundation give according to this woman's friend?
4. Hello, Mr. Kane.Have you got our post? I've been waiting for an important letter.
Oh, no deliveries today. It's my day off.
Question. What is Mr. Kane? 5. Simon. Oh, well, could you return the tools I lent you for building the bookshelf last month?
Oh, I hate to tell you this, but I can't find them.
Question.What do we learn from the conversation? 6. Bob said that Seattle is a great place for conferences.
He is certainly in the position to make that comment. He has been there so often.
Question. What does the man imply?
7.I heard that the guy to deliver the lecture this weekend spent a year living in the rainforest.
Great! I am doing a report on the rainforest. Maybe I can get some new information.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Daddy, I have decided to give up science and go to business school.
Well, I should warn you that not everyone will make a successful manager. Think before you leap.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 9. I just read in the newspaper that Hi Mom is this year's greatest hit. Why don't we go and see it at the Grand Cinema?
Don't you think that cinema is a little out of the way?
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Mike forgot to take his notebook home. That's why he failed to go over his lessons.
Come on, do you really believe that? If I had a dollar each time he lost something important at school, I'd be a millionaire.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?Section B, Directions. In Section B, you'll hear two short passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Human activities are changing the surface and temperature of the planet. But new research shows it is also changing the sound of the Earth's oceans and seas. Scientists say the changes in the sounds of our oceans, seas, and other waterways affect many marine animals, from very small shrimp to huge whales. Sound travels very far underwater. For fish, sound is probably a better way to sense their environment than light. Sounds help fish and other marine animals survive. They use sounds to communicate with each other. Sounds also help some ocean animals find food and avoid their hunters. However, increased noise from humans is making it harder for these animals to hear each other. The noise is coming from shipping traffic, motorized fishing ships, underwater oil and gas exploration, offshore construction, and other noisy human activities. For many marine species, their attempts to communicate are being masked by sounds that humans have introduced. Masking happens when one or more noises in the water block sound important to marine animals' existence. When people think of threats facing the ocean, we often think of climate change, plastics, and overfishing. But noise pollution is another essential thing we need to be monitoring.
Listen again, please. Human activity is changing the surface and temperature of the planet. But new research shows it is also changing the sound of the Earth's oceans and seas. Scientists say the changes in the sounds of our oceans, seas, and other waterways affect many marine animals, from very small shrimp to huge whales. Sound travels very far underwater. For fish, sound is probably a better way to sense their environment than light. Sounds help fish and other marine animals survive. They use sounds to communicate with each other. Sounds also help some ocean animals find food and avoid their hunters. However, increased noise from humans is making it harder for these animals to hear each other. The noise is coming from shipping traffic, motorized fishing ships, underwater oil and gas exploration, offshore construction, and other noisy human activities. For many marine species, their attempts to communicate are being masked by sounds that humans have introduced. Masking happens when one or more noises in the water block sound important to a marine animal's existence. When people think of threats facing the ocean, we often think of climate change, plastics, and overfishing. But noise pollution is another essential thing we need to be monitoring.
Question 11. Why is sound important for ocean animals?
Question 12. According to the passage, which is not a challenge facing the oceans?
Question 13. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Last year, many people across the world looked to their gardens to find enjoyment and peace during the coronavirus outbreak. Gardens were established in communities and homes with vegetables, flowers, and many other different kinds of plants. Millions of people found happiness, release, and sense of a safety with their hands in the dirt. Houseplants are hot now, and social media is full of plant photos. Here is a look at some possible ways to enjoy gardening indoors. New technologies make it easier to grow plants anywhere indoors, with or without soil. The plants offer not only beauty, but the rewards of caring for living things and seeing them grow. Indoor vegetable gardening, too, has become especially popular both as a food source and as a family activity. For example, small contained gardens can be bought and placed next to the window. Mushrooms can be grown in a cardboard box, or tomatoes can easily be grown in a bottle. A rise in indoor gardening has driven up sales for greenhouses, growing lights, and seeds. One seed company in the northeastern state of Maine, Johnny's Selected Seeds, recently suspended orders from home gardeners temporarily. It said that the large number of orders it was receiving could not be effectively filled. The garden can be a metaphor for peace, safety, success, and calm. Not a bad place for the mind's eye to rest, especially in this most unsettling of winters.
Listen again, please. Last year, many people across the world looked to their gardens to find enjoyment and peace during the coronavirus outbreak. Gardens were established in communities and homes with vegetables, flowers, and many other different kinds of plants. Millions of people found happiness, release, and a sense of safety with their hands in the dirt. Houseplants are hot now, and social media is full of plant photos. Here is a look at some possible ways to enjoy gardening indoors. New technologies make it easier to grow plants anywhere indoors, with or without soil. The plants offer not only beauty, but the rewards of caring for living things and seeing them grow. Indoor vegetable gardening, too, has become especially popular, both as food source and as a family activity. For example, small contained gardens can be bought and placed next to the window. Mushrooms can be grown in a cardboard box, or tomatoes can easily be grown in a bottle. A rise in indoor gardening has driven up sales for greenhouses, growing lights, and seeds. One seed company in the northeastern state of Maine, Johnny Selected Seeds, recently suspended orders from home gardeners temporarily. It said that the large number of orders it was receiving could not be effectively filled. The garden can be a metaphor for peace, safety, success, and calm. Not a bad place for the mind's eye to rest, especially in this most unsettling of winters.
Question 14. What else do plants offer besides beauty?
Question 15. Which product tends to sell better due to the rise in indoor gardening?
Question 16. Why did the seed company suspend orders from home gardeners? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Did you ever play basketball, Grandpa?
As a matter of fact, I did play in my younger days.
When was that? Did you make a lot of money when you played?
No, I didn't make any money because we were all amateurs 50 years ago.
But there were professional competitions then, weren't there?
There was in the United States, but I don't know if they were in other countries.
So, you played as an amateur in those days. What was the game like then?
The rules were almost the same, except we didn't have a three-point goal, and the area in front of the goal was marked in the shape of a keyhole.
What about the tactics? What sorts of things were used?
Basically, there were only two ways to play the game. It was either man-to-man, or we used the zone defense.
Which was the best?
I don't know that one was better than the other. It depended on the team we were playing. Sometimes we would use both tactics in the game.
Wasn't that confusing?
To the opposition, maybe. Man-to-man is an attacking game, and it is a lot faster, but takes a lot more energy to play it properly.
How did you play zone defense then?
The team just rushed back to their goal zone and got into position. There were three players in the front row and two at the back. Everyone kept their position and we moved as a team.
That was an easier way to play.
It was less tiring, but a good zone defense can be hard to break. It forces a lot of long shots, which are less accurate than close shots.
Did you have a coach in those days?
Not really. The guys were all keen and we bought some books about the game and practiced things from them. It got us into A grade that way.
Listen again, please. Did you ever play basketball, Grandpa?
As a matter of fact, I did play in my younger days.
When was that? Did you make a lot of money when you played?
No, I didn't make any money because we were all amateurs 50 years ago.
But there were professional competitions then, weren't there?
There was in the United States, but I don't know if they were in other countries.
So, you played as an amateur in those days. What was the game like then?
The rules were almost the same, except we didn't have a three-point goal, and the area in front of the goal was marked in the shape of a keyhole.
What about the tactics? What sorts of things were used?
Basically, there were only two ways to play the game. It was either man-to-man, or we used the zone defense.
Which was the best?
I don't know that one was better than the other. It depended on the team we were playing. Sometimes we would use both tactics in the game.
Wasn't that confusing?
To the opposition, maybe. Man-to-man is an attacking game, and it is a lot faster, but takes a lot more energy to play it properly.
How did you play zone defense then?
The team just rushed back to their goal zone and got into position. There were three players in the front row and two at the back. Everyone kept their position and we moved as a team.
That was an easier way to play.
It was less tiring, but a good zone defense can be hard to break. It forces a lot of long shots, which are less accurate than close shots.
Did you have a coach in those days?
Not really. The guys were all keen and we bought some books about the game and practiced things from them. It got us into A grade that way.
Question 17. Why was Grandpa unable to make money by playing basketball?
Question 18. What did the area in front of the goal look like in those days?
Question 19. What are the two ways to play the game?
Question 20. Which of the following about playing zone defense is true? That's the end of listening comprehension.